This is a Likis recording from Maseches Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Beis. So we're in the middle of a little bit of an involved discussion. So just to recall what we were talking about, we had the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Kulam Tashlumin Derishon, which means that you're allowed to make up a korban that you missed on the first day. Let's say you're Olas Re'iyah. You missed it on the first day of Yontif, but you wanted to bring it later in the Yontif. So you're allowed to do that unless you were completely pukta from bringing it, i.e., let's say you were a chigir, you were unable to walk on the first day, and then you got better on the later days of Yontif. So Rabbi Yochanan's shita is, since you were not chayev at all on the first day, there's nothing to make up. Everything is a tashlum and derishon. So then we asked the kasha against that. We said, Rabbi Yochanan elsewhere, when it comes to a nazir who became tameh, so he has a shita that basically, the background is that the nazir became tameh, the tameh meis. So now what he's supposed to do is he's supposed to bring special korbanos and restart his naziris. But first things first, he has to become tahor. So he uses the paraduma and he becomes tahor. And then the night before he's about to bring his special korbanos and restart his naziris, he becomes tameh again. Now he couldn't have brought those korbanos at night. He was putter from those korbanos at night. And yet Rabbi Yochanan says, too bad, when he becomes tahor the second time around, he has to bring double the korbanos. He has to bring extra korbanos, even though he got tamei at a time that he couldn't have brought the korbanos anyway. Now, wouldn't it have made sense to say that Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, since you couldn't have brought the korban anyway at that time, you don't have to make it up? So this is a little bit of a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan by us. He says you don't have to make it up because you weren't really chayev in it the first time, and then the chiyuv goes away. So wouldn't he have held the same in the case of the nazir? So I know that's a little complicated, but try to stay with it. So we gave answer number one last time. We didn't love answer number one because it only worked out according to one opinion. Now we're going to try answer number two. It's on the second and the third line of Tess on the base. Last word of the line, Ella Amar Rav Papa, Kasav Rav Yochanan, Laila Eino Mechusar Zman. No, it's a different thing, says Rav Papa. Rav Yochanan holds that when it comes to bringing the korbanos of the nazir to make up for becoming tameh and to restart his nazirus, the nighttime is not called that he's not chayiv in. It's just you're not allowed. It's a technicality that's blocking your ability to bring the korbanos, but you are chayiv in the korbanos. Masha'en kein, a person who was a figer on the first day of Yantif, so he wasn't chayiv at all to bring the korbanos, and that's the difference between the two cases. Ask the Gemara, mi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? But doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say elsewhere, Ra achas balayla v'shtayim bayom, maybe shtayim balayla v'achas bayom, eno maybe. Okay, so we're talking here about a zav. Now a zav, one of the rules is that if he sees three times, he sees this zov three times, then he has to count shiva nikiyim till he can go to the mikvah, and he also has to bring korbanos at the end of his shiva nikiyim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, let's say you see one time at night, right, ra achas v'alayla, and then shtayim bayom, and then two times the next day. So then maybe you bring a korban. I punctuated it wrong the first time I read it. Sorry. So then you bring your korban after your shiva nikiyim is up, and you go to the mikvah. Shtayim v'alayla v'achas bayom. But if you see twice at night and once during the day, eno maybe, you still have to wait your shiva nikiyim. But you don't bring your korban at the end. You just go to the mikvah and you are tor. The isal gadayt the pasav Rabbi Yochanan laileinu mechusar zman. So if you think that Rabbi Yochanan holds really you are chayiv in korbanos from what happens at night, so afilu shtayim balayla v'achas bayom maybe. So you should also have to bring the korban for being a zav, having seen twice at night and only once during the day. So says the Gemara, no. Ki kam Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say this? The divrei haomer laila mechusar zman. This was only according to. This is not Rabbi Yochanan's shita. He was in the middle of a very involved discussion, and he was explaining what the din would be if one held that way, that laila is mechusar zman. The divrei haomer, right? So he says, what are you talking about? The divrei haomer shita shtayim bayom v'achas bar laila. Sorry, I'm a little. There's a lot going on around me. I apologize. So again, so the Gemara said, L'divrei ha'omer, Pshita, what do you mean? If you hold Laila is Mechusar's man, of course you wouldn't be Mechayev him in a korban under those circumstances. Why did we really need Rav Yochanan to then go and explain it to us and say a Shita that doesn't hold like? So Gemara says, I will tell you why. Shtayim bayom v'achas palayla, it's the Rikhale. You needed to tell us this because it's a case of a guy who sees two times during the day and one time at night. Still, he is chayef to bring a korban, even according to that opinion that Laila is mechusar's man. So, kadai dechamina kidatakva derav shishabrei derav idi kamash malan kidderav yosef. So, I might have thought that we hold like the atakva of Rav Shishabrei derav idi, meaning this is talking about the attack, the kasha that he has on the explanation of Rav Yosef. Kamash malan, we hold like Rav Yosef. That we're not choshish for that attack. I'm not going to explain what that is. Check out Rashi. These are involved sugyas in Maseches Krisus. So it's not for us right this minute. Okay, but basically, two answers to explain Rav Yochanan. Number one is that becoming Tameh at night is not a problem because Tumah is not a good example of somebody who's really putter because the Torah by Pesach Sheni allows you to make up for a missing korban. And answer number two is that Rav Yochanan himself holds that you're considered chayev at night, you just can't practically bring the korban, it's just a technicality, but when you're a chiger on the first day of yontif, you are absolutely potter from bringing the korban. Says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah further, Avar harega v'olchog eno chayev b'achar yusov al-zad ma'amar u'vosel yuchal liskam v'chisar ma'yuchal lihimanos. The Mishnah said that if you miss the whole yontif, you are not chayev to make it up after that, and that is something that the pasuk is saying you can't really fix. Amar le bar hehe le hillel, for those who know this song from Shira Boys Choir, that's so bar hehe says to hillel. He's talking about now the pasuk of mu'uvos chisara lo yuchal lihimanos, that part of the pasuk. Lihimanos, lihimalos meboile. Why does it say that something which is lacking cannot be counted? Should say it can't be filled in. That would have been the better word. So Ella Zeshamanu Chaveru Dvar Mitzvah Ulo Nimna Imaim. It's referring to somebody who everybody else was Nimna, meaning everyone else decided to be counted to do a Dvar Mitzvah, and he chose not to go along with them. So that's the Lashon of Chisar, and something that he's lacking. He didn't join the gang, and therefore Lo Yuchal Himanos. He doesn't get to be counted for that mitzvah. We have a brayso which says the same thing. What is a bad deed that can't be fixed? If you missed kriyashma in the morning or in the evening, or you missed davening in the morning or the evening, what does it mean? Something that's lacking that can't be counted. That's when a bunch of people got together to be counted for a mitzvah, and he did not join them. Amarle barhehe lehillel. So now, once barhehe is on a roll asking Hillel questions, so he says the following to Hillel. My dechsiv, v'shavtam ur isem, bein tzadik l'rasha, bein ovid, elokim l'asher lo avado. What does it mean? You're going to return and see the difference between the tzadik and the rasha, between someone who serves Hashem and someone who does not. Hainu tzadik, hainu ovid elokim. Isn't it the same thing twice? A tzadik is someone who serves Hashem. Hainu rasha, hainu asher lo avado. And a rasha is someone who didn't serve Hashem. So why repeat it? Amale avado velo avado tarvayu tzadike gemurei min. No, you can say that a person who did serve Hashem and didn't serve Hashem are both tzadikim gemurim. Ve'ino dome shona pirko mea pa'amim v'shona pirko mea ve'echad. What's the difference? One guy learned his learning, he chazered it 100 times, or he learned it 100 times, and one guy learned it 101 times. They're both tzaddikim, but one guy is called serving Hashem, and one guy is not called, is called that he did not serve Hashem. Mechad zimna, mishum chad zimna, karele lo avado. What, because he chazered 100 times? How many of us chazer once, or 10 times, that this guy would be called not serving Hashem? Amale, yes, say lamad. Mishuk shel chamarin, asara parsei bezuza, chad asar parsei betrei zuze. Right, so he says, go out and learn from those donkey rentals, meaning they had the Uber of the time that they would give you rides to take you out, you know, where you needed to go. So they would charge you one zuz to take you 10 parsos, but to take you 11 parsos, they would charge you 2 zuz. Meaning, once you leave a certain zone, the price doubles. And that's the idea also of learning it 101 times, So you've gone over the edge, and now you're considered an Eved Hashem. You're going above and beyond what anybody normally would do, and therefore it's so much greater. Amar le Elio le Barhei. So now Elio and Nabi comes along and says to Barhei, but Amar le to Rav Lazar. And some say he said it to Rav Lazar. My dechsev he made Saraticha the Kesef the Kasef. Right. So he says basically I have forged you, I formed you, but not the way they do silver. Meaning I forged you, but not in like a silversmith who uses fire. The Charticha Bachur Oni. Right. I've chosen you to do the kur only, meaning with the forging you in the melting pot is not the right word, but let's use it for now because I can't think of the right word of poorness, meaning that's also a bad word. But I've chosen you by making you poor. Melamed shechazra kadosh baruch hu kol midos tovos leitam yisrael v'lo matza ela anius, and that means that Hashem went through all the good midos that He could give the Jewish people. And the one that he found was best was making us poor. Amar Shmuel, the Yitamer of Yosef, right? That's what people mean when they say that it's good for a Jewish person to be poor. Kibraza sumaka lesusya chivara. It's like a red strap on a white horse. Meaning, just like that's a very good way to spot a horse or to ride. I don't really know why it's good for a horse. But that was a good. That's good for a horse. So too, Jews being poor is a good thing. Next, we're going back to the Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Menasya Omer Ezer Hu Meubos LaYuchal Liskon Zabaral Erba Beholi Mena Mamzer. It's a person who has relations and causes a Mamzer to be born because of his Arayos. Holid in Lo Holid Lo. So wait, only if he has a kid from this illicit relationship. But Tanya Reb Shimon ben Menasya Omer. If a person steals, he could always give it back and fix it. So too for Gzela. But someone who has an Arayus affair with a married woman, he assured her on her husband forever. He can't do anything about that. No matter how much tshuva he does, that sin can't be undone. So Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Ein Omer Bakru Gomel. Right, so he says that what it means is that we're not looking to see if he can bring a korban Bakru Chazir, right? Ella Bakru Tele, right? So what are we talking about over here? We're not telling you to check a camel or a Chazir to see if it can be brought as a korban. Rather, we're saying to check a sheep to see that it can be brought if it can be brought as a korban, meaning maybe a sheep has a mum or not. You can have the most perfect pig in the world. It's not going to be able to be brought as a korban. The Eizazeh, Talmud Chacham, Sheperish Min HaTorah. Meaning, so what was his response? Moshim Bayachai's response was, it's not, to say that Muvos L'Yuchal Liskon, it's not talking about somebody who was horrible at the beginning and then he had horrible results. Rather, it's talking about someone who used to be good, used to be a Tleh, a Talmud Chacham, and then he started going off the derech, and he became bad. Rav Yudim and Lakish Omer, Kol Talmud Chacham Sheperish Min HaTorah, Alav HaKasav Omer, Kitzipur Nodeles Min HaKina, Kein Eish Ish Nodeid Min Komo. Right? So a person who used to be a Talmud Chacham and separates himself from the Torah, the Torah says about him, the Pasuk says about him, he's like a bird who moves away from its nest, so too a man moves away from his place. Meaning he's leaving his home, the Torah is his home, it's his nest, and he's going away from it. But Omer, and what does the Pasuk say in continuation? That after you tasted how good Torah is, it's such a terrible sin to distance yourself from it. So basically, going back to our original comment on the Mishnah, we're seeing that the fact that you do or do not have a mamzer kid doesn't really raise any issues. The fact that you had a rayus in the first place ushers the woman on her husband, and that woman is usher leolam. You can't ever do tshuva for that. So the Gemara answer is no. Lo kash. Kan ba'achoso pnuya, v'kan ba'eshes ish. No, one is talking about a rayus with a relative, with like a sister, God forbid. It's all God forbid, but it's even worse, I think, when it's incest. But the one is talking about you had a mamzer with your sister. That's only terrible. And it can't be fixed if your sister was single. But if you had a rice manisha sish, in a finami, that's also muvo yuchal, lo yuchal, liskam. So, viboy sema, or you can give another answer, ha, baha, the ashes ish, the lo, kasha. Each case is talking about an ashes ish, and it is not a kasha. Kan, the, one second, we gotta go over to the next amid, dafid amid aleph. Kan, the ones, kan, the ratzon. One is talking about when he did it, ba'onis, he forced her, so obviously it's a terrible sin for him to do, but she's not going to be usher to her husband, but if there's a mamzer born from such a relationship, that kid is still a mamzer. If the ibay same, or if you want to say, haba ba'onis. Each case was talking about ba'onis, for lo kasha, kan ba'ashis kohen, kan ba'ashis yisrael. Right? If she's an ashis kohen, she becomes usher to her husband no matter what. If she's an ashis yisrael, she doesn't become usher to her husband because she was Nansa. He did the same Avera or worse because he even forced her. But nevertheless, she's not usher to her husband. Okay, we're going to hold here. We'll continue Be'ezrat Hashem.